Iran peace talks last over 4 hours, Euro ministers urge Tehran to talk to Washington. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 20, 2025. The foreign ministers of the United Kingdom, France, and Germany met with their Iranian counterpart on Friday and after talks ended said discussions had been serious and that they'd urged Tehran to agree to talk to the Americans next. Initial peace talks between London, Paris, Berlin, and Tehran to open channels for negotiating an end to the Iran-Israel war lasted for around 4.5 hours on Friday. Britain's David Lammy, France's Jean-Noel Barrot, and Germany's Johann Weidefel met with Iran's Abbas Araghchi in Geneva, Switzerland for face-to-face talks they said after the meeting broke should lead to further discussions. United Kingdom Foreign Minister David Lammy said he had been clear in talks that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon and that he'd urged Iran to continue their talks with the United States. Before the talks, Lammy had said there is a 2-week window to achieve peace, bringing the UK into line with President Trump who said the same today. Jean-Noel Barrot of France said he told Iran that there is no solution through military means and they should enter into a negotiated settlement of the crisis situation. He said Iran must open itself to discussion, including with the United States, to find a negotiated solution to this crisis while recalling the basics of France's proposal for peace, which include Iran ending its support for terrorist proxy groups around the world, releasing Western hostages from its prisons, and the opacity of Iran's nuclear program. Macron's plan also looks to resolve issues around Iran's support of Russia's war machine in Ukraine through drone systems, and Iran's ballistic missile program. German Foreign Minister Johann Weidefel called Friday's talks serious and, like the others, said they prompted Iran to speak to Washington. This urging is no inconsequential matter. Iran has refused calls from Washington so far, including from Trump envoy Steve Witkoff because they blame the United States for allowing Israel's strikes to happen. Indeed, before talks began this morning, Iranian state media ran with stories proclaiming there could be no dialogue with the United States whatsoever as long as fighting continues, given their view that America is complicit in it. Araghchi was reported to have said, "We have nothing to talk with the United States as a partner in this crime." On Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump stayed his hand on involvement in the Israel-Iran war, saying he would delay his decision to some time in the next 2 weeks. His spokesman Caroline Levitt said for the U.S., a deal would need guarantees on uranium enrichment and nuclear weapons, which the U.S. government says Iran had been a couple of weeks away from completing. The story is developing, more follows.